Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday. It's March the 27th. We're going to talk about spring in just a couple of minutes with Bradford Farms. But first of all, I want to introduce you to James Stowe, who is coordinator of injury prevention at University Hospital. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Paul.
James Stowe. You're with the trauma services, right?
That's right.
And, and today you wanted to talk about something that I'm not sure that I really want to talk about, but we're going to talk about it.
All right.
Transitioning seniors away from driving.
Well, yes, the planning for that eventuality. Yes.
The planning for eventually not being able to drive you're a senior. Now, what age group are you talking about here?
Well, we really see any type of age can face this possibility. It's really dependent on a medical impairment. And that is when people need to start thinking about transitioning away from driving.
So what medical impairment?
Anything that affects vision, thinking and memory, or motor skills. If you have some of those specific conditions, that can really impair your ability to drive.
Okay, now here's what I see happening with me.
Yes.
And I'm 67. I'll be 68. I have a hard time driving at nighttime.
Absolutely.
Now, you told me this is something that starts when you're 25 years old.
Yes, it does.
So then I shouldn't feel too bad about it.
No. It starts when you're really young, and you'll see that decline in your vision at nighttime all the way until you pass away. So it's a continual decline at a very young age.
Now, I know one way to improve that, if making the roads white instead of black. When the roads are black and it's raining, you can't see them at all.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what are you doing to help people transition away from driving?
Well, we're testing a new program through trauma services, and we basically are using a peer-led approach. So using other older people who can relate to aging and those hardships, and they are meeting with these older people that we've identified, and they're kind of helping them plan and think about that eventual day when they have to give up the keys.
Mm. And that can be a pretty emotional thing.
Oh, it's terrible. Yes.
Yeah, of course it is. Because then it's almost like you're giving up your independence. You're giving up part of you.
That's
not being able to go and get in that vehicle and go when you want to go.
That's right. But here's a hopeful thing, Paul. We see that if people adapt properly to this, it can be an opportunity for something good. They can change their life in a positive way. They can make new relationships, have new interactions. So we find that it's really not that negative overall, especially when you watch people go through this process over time. Initially, it's very difficult. Over time, it gets easier and easier.
Wow. Okay. I mean, you make it sound nice.
Absolutely.
So you understand the situation. Are you working with the people directly?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was actually trained as a gerontologist and pursuing my PhD in that field.
Oh, and that's why you're kind of looking at me and saying, oh, the poor guy, he's going to come to that point one day.
Absolutely, yes.
Not for a long time, though. But if people want more information on this or if they want to sign up for the program, what can they do, James?
Well, currently we're just testing it at the hospital, so those are hospital patients.
Oh, you're not doing it to the public?
Not to the public yet, but we are going to launch a website that kind of makes this process available to the general public.
Okay.
And it'd be
www.mobileage.org. www.mobileage.org. And when will this website be available?
It should be available in April.
Oh, well, that's just like a week away.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. James Stowe, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Paul.
By the way, how old are you?
We won't talk about age.
Okay. I gave you mine there, James. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And I hope the program is a big success.
Thank you so much.
Right. Now we come to Tim Reinbott, Bradford Farm.
Good
to have you here, Tim.
How you doing, Paul?
The last time you were on, it was the end of summer, and we were going through terribly dry, hot condition. And one thing I remember from last year, you came in here about this time, and we were talking about the year before, how awful it was,
yes.
So dry and hot, and we said, we can't have another summer like that. And you said, well, wait a minute. I heard a forecast that it was going to be as bad or worse, and you were right. You were right. Now, what is your forecast for this year?
Very close to trend lined.
Trend line. Which means not like it was last year.
Not like it was. Maybe a little warm, maybe a little dry, but nothing like last year.
So we should get
some, live with.
We should get some substantial rains.
Right. We might get them in this big burst from time to time, like what we've got here in early March that we got. But something like that.
But what you're saying is this summer should be pretty close to normal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we can start all of our plants now.
I hope you're right.
Oh, I hope you're right.
Okay, so this is March 27. Uh-huh. What can we do now?
Oh, this is the ideal time now to start our homegrown tomato seeds.
Yeah. You know what I did? I bought I saw one of the, in the Sunday papers. Mm-hmm. They have all those ads. Well, I bought, they're called pot tomatoes.
Oh, pot tomatoes,
the seeds. And I was going to call you before I bought them, but I was so excited about it. They said you can start them indoors, and they'll grow indoors, outdoors, anything, and you'll have hundreds of pounds of tomatoes off of one plant. Well, I bought six of those little seed things. You get one seed for like $12 or
so.
Oh,
my goodness.
I hope they work.
I do too.
But you've heard of these things?
Yes. Uh-huh. Kind of like topsy-turvy tomatoes. They didn't quite work out, but you never know.
Yeah. But you've heard of tomatoes that'll grow anywhere?
Well, tomatoes are pretty resilient to start with.
Okay. They say these will grow indoors or outdoors. But I just want... And I will have tomatoes in less than 60 days. So I start them in March. I'm going to have my tomatoes...
First of May.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Okay.
But you know, there's so many tomatoes out there now.
Yeah.
And I've never seen so many at our garden center, so many different types of seed. I think the word's getting out that there's dark purple tomatoes or pink tomatoes and orange tomatoes and white tomatoes.
I like the red tomatoes.
Oh, well.
I like the red and the beefsteaks are mine. Mm-hmm. But is it better to start your tomatoes from seed yourself in those little pots, or is it better to buy them already started?
I believe it's better to start yourself. That way you know they're going to be disease-free.
What do you mean?
Well, often our tomatoes get their first diseases when they're very, very little. So if you buy some new seed and you get nice garden mix, soil. Mm-hmm.
They're going to be disease-free.
You know what's disease-free, yes.
Okay.
And then also you know what you get.
Okay. You brought... Tim, we're almost out of time, but...
We've got 150 different varieties of tomatoes here.
150 different tomatoes. Can people contact you at Bradford Farms?
And I can tell you all about them.
So if they contact you at Bradford Farms or come out there, you will give them information about
yes,
tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
How do they contact you?
It's 573-884-7945.
Okay. And will you come back again?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you how they're doing.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Tom. Tim, thank you. Excited about those tomatoes.
Exactly.
Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn. Our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Tomorrow, we've got Vera Massey on. We'll see you. Bye-bye.